same space problem.
But, Colonel, we just have no place to put these old records anymore.
Well, get them out of here. Every morning I have to cut my way into my office.
How about that old gun shed near the rifle range, sir?
It must be in pretty bad condition. No one's been in it for years. But let's take a look at it anyway.
He's coming out for his point, and here he comes for old Ben a lot, win a lot, the Niners fall. Boys, his number, and I'm laying 2-1. What's your pleasure?
I'm taking it for a dollar.
You got it for $2. Dollar, $2 to a dollar. What's your pleasure?
10 cents.
The bargain basement is 2 blocks that way. Come on, your point is coming out for a fall.
Hold it, hold it.
What?
The Colonel.
All right, move. All right, clean. I want this place spotless, clean. Rub it up and down, quick. I want this place kept spotless. Get this place clean. Clean as a whistle. Now, you men are here to work. Yes, sir.
What are you doing here?
Well, sir, we're just cleaning up a bit. You know how the men of my platoon are, sir. One spot of dirt on the post, they can't sleep at night, sir.
Well, how can you sleep in those barracks of yours?
My barracks are there, clean as a whistle. Be free to come over anytime you want, sir.
I've been there, and I don't know whether you should sweep it or plow it.
Funny. Boys, you hear about the colonel just come out with a rib tape. Oh, so you...
Quiet!
Chuckling all day long.
Quiet!
Yes, sir.
Lieutenant, all right, you can start bringing those files in here. As you were.
Thank you. Back to work. Clean. Work. Scrub it up. Get everything clean. Clean as a
whistle. Who's rolling?
Oh, shut up. He's watching us like a hawk.
Sarge, he just dropped in.
You don't believe that malarkey about bringing the files in here, do you? Let's face it. The colonel found out about my Saturday afternoon floating crap game. All right. Back to the barracks. Undercover. Come on, move. Rock, you got all the equipment?
Yeah.
Get everything together. Don't leave anything around here.
Hey, Sarge. What? How do you find out?
I don't know. All I know is we've got to find another place for our Saturday afternoon crap game. A place you wouldn't find in a million years. All right, thank you, sir.
Mr. Simpson, this delay is inexcusable. You've had a whole week to build those shelves in the gun shed.
Now listen, Colonel, all I have is two hands. I'm supposed to fix the stacks in here, but she won't let me hammer.
Miss Wigman, he must finish.
Really, sir, this is a library. The only place where a soldier can have peace and quiet for the pursuit of knowledge.
I'm sorry, but you can't hold up our building schedule. I'm sorry, you'll all have to leave. All right, everybody out! At once!
And so the lead three little peppers were found at the side of the road.
Colonel Hall, sir.
What is that?
Oh, the small print, sir. These technical books are rather difficult to read, sir.
Your whole platoon in the library? This is a Fort Baxter first.
Really, sir? Are the men to be condemned for reaching out with eager hands, plucking at the...
Quiet, you're up to something.
I leave it to you, Miss Wigman.
Colonel Hall, these men have been back there all afternoon, just as quiet as mice.
I'm sure. All right, let's go.
How did he find out?
Did you enjoy all that reading?
It's not funny anymore. Last week it was the gun shed, and now this.
Sergeant Bilko, I couldn't help it over here. Whose baby needs a new pair of shoes?
One, two, three, Company B. We'll have drill from 0900 to 0930. Retreat will be at 1632 hours. Lieutenant, can you think of anything else for the orders of the day?
Well, sir, Mr. Simpson has finished all his repairs. He can start on the gas testing chamber.
Oh, yes. Until further notice, there will be no gas mask drill in the gas testing chamber under any conditions. That's all.
All right, who's got the dice? You all got money? Remember, if the colonel finds out we're holding the crap game over in the gas test chamber, the only place left for us is the colonel's living room. I want you to march to that gas chamber like we've got a purpose in mind. March with us.
Here are the orders of the day for the administration building.
All right, get your gas mask. Let me see what it is. Any under no circumstance and anybody going to get this? Nothing important. All right. I want a nice snappy tension. Right. Face. Pardon. Hold it. All right, you can forget it. We're going no place. It's off. Dismissed.
Push. But what about the game?
The game is off.
The colonel knows.
He knows?
Knows. He stopped it before we even got started. Nobody's allowed in the gas chamber.
How could he have found out?
We're the only ones who know. Maybe somebody told him.
I'll never hear you say that again as long as you live.
But, Sarge...
Even hinting that somebody in this platoon would... I don't even want to think of it.
Sarge, I didn't...
Now, look. I don't know who told the colonel.
Well, one thing I do know.
He didn't find it out from any one of my men.
Men, we may not have much.
But there's one thing we do have, and that's faith, trust. Yes? Even love for each other.
Sarge, I'm so ashamed.
Well, you
myself.
Should be. Even casting the slightest doubt against this platoon? This is not a platoon of men. It's a platoon of hearts wound around each other with complete faith and trust. Dismissed.
Beautiful.
Sarge, that was the most beautiful thing I ever heard.
Shut up!
There's a spy in the outfit.
The colonel knows exactly where the crap game is.
Don't tell me he does it with a Ouija board.
Sarge, are you sure?
Of course I'm sure. Some miserable rat out there is tipping off the colonel to every one of my moves.
Sarge, who could have done it?
Sarge, you gotta find out.
Gotta find out? You're asking me the impossible. You're asking me to find out from guys who are like my own flesh and blood, guys I eat with, I sleep with them, I know them like I know the back of my hand. Any one of them could have done it.
But, Sarge, you've got to find out.
Sarge, maybe Paparelli knows who it is. He suspected
Paparelli. Why didn't I think of that? Paparelli.
Oh, Sarge, not Dino.
Not Dino, eh? He was the only one who had a chance to tip off the colonel to my move today.
I picked up the orders of the day.
Paparelli. I knew he was a blabbermouth and the biggest gossip on the post. But a spy.
Oh, Sarge, I don't believe it.
Nah, not Paparelli.
Not Paparelli. All right, if I prove it beyond a doubt, will you believe it?
How?
How? We tell him something. If he gets back to the colonel, can there be any doubt?
No doubt.
What are you going to tell him?
I got it. Tangerine.
Tangerine?
When the colonel was in the war in the South Pacific, the last war, tangerine was the code word for radar.
So?
So? Paparelli slips in the word tangerine. The colonel puts two and two together. He figures the crap game is in the radar hut. Let me handle it.
Paparelli on a double. Come and see your sergeant as a big buy. Hey, Paparelli!
The minute the colonel declares the radar hut out of bounds, we know who the rat is.
All right?
All right? You know, fellas, we gotta give up. The colonel is too clever.
He's just too clever.
You call me, Sarge. We gotta dress for drill.
I'll be with you in a minute. Now, remember, the word Saturday is tangerine. And did you tell me someone was here? Paparelli, I can defend it. You didn't hear anything I just said, did you?
No, just tangerine.
Do me a favor. You never heard? Here, this is what I called you in for. Get these duty rosters over to the colonel. Look, I'm defending. I know your big mouth. Don't say a word. Don't let the colonel know we know about...
Tangerine?
I ask you. Don't say that word. I know your big mouth. Forget the word. Do me that favor.
Can sure.
Goodbye.
Sure.
All right, the trap is sprung.
Tangerine and the colonel? The colonel and...
All right, you men. Let's get some snap into it. Order!
Hey, Corporal Solomon.
What is it, Paparelli?
Did you hear about it?
Did I hear about what?
The colonel's running off with a dame.
He's going where?
Tangerine, Saturday. Don't tell Bilko. Watch it.
Did you hear about the colonel? He's leaving for the Argentine Saturday.
No kidding.
Don't tell Bilko. Watch it.
Present. Par!
They shipped the colonel to the Philippines. I just got it from Corporal Solomon.
Did you hear about it?
What?
The colonel got caught with a Philippine woman.
No kidding. The
corporal is sending him to the Solomon.
What?
That's the cold turkey. Watch it.
Right shoulder. Ha!
Psst. Hey, Katowski.
What?
We're being shipped to Turkey this winter.
All right, you men, cut out that talking. Your information. Order. Ha! Dismissed.
We're shipping out for Indochina. Come on!
Come on!
Hey! Where's anybody? Ah, my ear! Quiet! The whole outfit is shipping out, Warren. We're going to Hawaii.
I can't hear you.
Hawaii! Well, Mr. Presley, here on the post? Come on!
Come on, you guys. We gotta get out of here by Wednesday.
Sergeant Rusick, is the trooper gonna go to the Gobi Desert with the colonel?
Where else are they gonna ship a commanding officer who got knifed in a dance hall trying to run off with a Chinese hostess?
Moderator, it was an Egyptian belly dancer.
Uh-oh. That was the one who knifed him. Missed his heart by that much. Fort Baxter, calling Bombay, India. Hello, Sergeant Bernard? Sergeant Grover. Yeah, we're all coming to Bombay next week. Yeah, it's been confirmed. Look, Bernie, I...
Beat it. Restricted information.
Oh. Bernie, there's this girl, Peach Blossom, I was engaged to during the war. Tell her that Lieutenant Pickett is coming back. Yeah. And I'll meet her under the temple bells a week from Saturday. Right.
Yes, Poopsie. My furlough starts tomorrow. Your hero should be home.
Hey, hurry, come on, get off the phone, will you? I gotta call my folks.
Please, I'm talking to my wife in Cleveland.
Well, say goodbye. We're going to Malaya Saturday.
That's... Malaya?
Yeah.
Sweetheart, don't say a word to anybody. We're pulling out for Malaya. No, dear, not malaria. Stop screaming, it's not malaria.
Trump's here.
Trump's here. Come on, girls, move. Just when we get everything organized, we're shipping out.
Are you sure we're going to Singapore?
Well, we can't stay here now that the post is condemned.
Come on, girls, hurry it up, hurry it up. Keep moving. Now look, we've got to get out of here.
But, sir, we just found out.
Look, save only the important papers.
This post will be burnt down by tomorrow morning.
Sir, are you sure they found malaria here?
Am I sure? My brother-in-law called me from San Francisco.
San Francisco?
Yes, he read it in a Cleveland paper. Now get me the Pentagon. I want to confirm this truth.
Yes, sir.
Why am I always the last to know? Well, what do you want?
Sergeant Bilko's duty rosters, sir.
Duty rosters at a time like this? Why aren't you down taking your tropical shots?
Tropical shots?
Yes. We're shipping out to Singapore Saturday.
Singapore? Yes, sir.
Yes. Now get me the Pentagon.
Now relax a minute. What's going on here?
What's going on? The whole post has been condemned.
We're all being shipped overseas.
Overseas? Where?
I heard you.
Overseas? Now, who started this silly rumor?
It's no rumor, Sarge.
Oh. Paparelli.
It's true, Sarge. The post has been condemned. We're all shipping out to Singapore Saturday.
We are shipping out to Singapore Saturday. Now, who told you this?
The colonel himself told me.
Oh, the colonel.
Had a little chat with the colonel. No, just a few words.
Aren't we lucky fellows to have a fellow in our platoon on such intimate terms with the colonel?
Oh, it's just a casual acquaintanceship.
Would you do me a favor? Will you go and get my duty rosters back from the colonel? I want to work on them just a little bit.
Oh, thank sure, sir.
Thank you very
me.
Don't tell me about
it.
Sarge,
I want you to stop back.
What is he hitting us for? Isn't Elvis coming?
Are you jerks? You believe that this post is being condemned and we're being shipped out to Singapore?
What'd he say? What?
But Sarge, the colonel himself told us.
You of all people. I'm ashamed of all of you. You trained under me for years and you fall for this stuff?
What stuff?
It's a typical army maneuver. This is the way the army operates. When the army wants something done, they send out rumors to the opposite. Don't you see it? The colonel sends his private little carrier pigeon, Paparelli, around to say, the post is being condemned. We're being shipped out to Singapore.
Can only mean one thing.
What?
Not only are we not shipping out, they're enlarging this post, making it a major military installation.
Yeah? What did he say?
That's what they got to do.
Why?
Why? If it ever gets out that they're enlarging the post, and certain unscrupulous, slimy real estate operators hear about this, they buy up all the real estate for peanuts, sell it back to the army at a big profit.
Sarge, how do you know?
Because that's exactly what we're going to do.
We are?
Maybe what, in the real estate business?
Just long enough for the army, when they want to enlarge, to buy us out.
But, Sarge, how can they enlarge Fort Baxter? There's town property on the north, the rivers on the east, the highways on the west.
Haven't we forgotten the south? Luscious territory, 25 acres.
Sarge, Bimmelman Swamp?
That's the only place the army can move.
Sarge, we're going to buy a swamp?
Just for a few pennies of acre and then make a tremendous profit. Get me the platoon welfare fund money.
Right.
We're going to do it. But now, we're going to do it. We're going to do it. Let me out of here.
I told you Elvis was coming here and he's going to bring his guitar.
Is asking $10 an acre, 25 acres, that would be $250, and there you are, Mr. Tyler.
Who do you want the deed made out to?
Oh, it's a corporation. Make it out to the Wisdick Land Developing Corporation.
Wisdick?
Yes, that's an abbreviation for we'll all soon be driving Cadillacs. Yes, it's ours.
What do you want with 25 acres of swamp?
Don't let this get around, but I think we've located Chloe.
Yes, Darrow. Yes, Darrow. About Singapore. Nothing to it, huh? Just a rumor. Oh, no. I didn't pay any attention to it at all.
Where shall I put your mosquito net?
Quiet. Just checking. Yes, General, I'll take care of that little matter as soon as I can. Thank you, General. Put that back.
But, sir, we're packing.
We're going nowhere. Put everything back. You men have to believe every rumor that floats around the post.
Well, sir, now that that little maneuver has fizzled out, shall we talk business?
Business? About what?
Well, shall we say about changing the size of the camp, sir?
How did you find out? Just this minute I found out myself.
Well, sir, let's just say that I felt it in my bones that Washington would call you and give you orders to enlarge the camp.
Enlarge the camp? They think it's too big. Oh. I've got orders to cut it down.
You'll find that I am the sole... Cut it down?
Yes. They want me to sell that 10 acres next to Bimmelman Swamp.
Bimmelman Swamp?
Yeah, what idiot would buy that?
Yeah, what idiot?
Well, that was the business deal of the year. $250 for a swamp.
All right, all right.
We're in. If anybody in Kansas wants mosquitoes, they got to come to us.
Jokes. I'm getting jokes. I'm trying to think jokes, I guess.
So we got stuck, Sarge.
Bilko never gets stuck. I've just begun to fight.
So we own a swamp, right?
Right. So what are we going to do with it?
We're going to do with it what anybody who ever owns the swamp does. We're going to subdivide it and sell lots.
We're going to sell lots?
Bimmelman Swamp? Sarge, if they take one look.
What's the matter with you? Don't you know what's going on these days? People read, listen, and buy. They don't look.
Here's what we do. How much money we got in the welfare fund?
About $100.
Oh, no.
Not more money.
25 acres is $1,000 an acre.
Sergeant, are you sure?
Look, Ernie, this isn't another
thing. Quiet. Here's what we do. I want you to put ads in the papers. Put on some nice ads. Dope in here. Get down to the swamp. Have somebody help you. Kill the mosquitoes in the swamp.
Mosquitoes?
You heard me.
Sarge, how do you kill mosquitoes?
I don't know. Ask somebody. I don't know. Hey, help! I want some street signs made to put up on our property. Nice names.
Sarge, street signs at Bimmelman Swamp?
I never want to hear you use that name again. From now on, we refer to our property by its righteous title. Paradise Acres.
Paradise Acres.
Just a good place to live.
You're a highly intelligent group of people, and I didn't bring you out here to promote. I didn't bring you out here to sell. I brought you out here to give away Paradise Acres. Yes, that's what it is. At $1,000 an acre, it's a giveaway. And what was that, lady? You're wondering why are we breaking up this old and beautiful estate? Well, we simply cannot stand in the way of progress. Yes, the beauty of Paradise Acres is not meant for one man. It's meant for all of you. And fortunately, our selling agent, Mr. Barbella, informs me there are still some choice locations left. Would you bring in the exact replica of Paradise Acres? Isn't this a thrilling panorama of modern living? Right here are the locations, next to the modern shopping center, which is, of course, right across the street away from the school. The school bothers you, little daddy. Oh, you love it when you do go there. And for those of you who are sports-minded, right along San Susi Boulevard, there are still some choice locations left, just a stone's throw away from the Paradise Golf Club. And the president promises to play the first round of golf. Sweet of him, isn't it? Down the road here, you can see it. There it is, the Palatial Country Club.
Okay, we're going to see for ourselves. Yes.
No, you can't. I informed you we're not allowed in there while the construction is going on. There's a bedlam of activity in there. And if one little hair on one little tot's head was injured, I could never face myself again. All right, folks, this is your opportunity. They're only $1,000 an acre. Did you hear that? 1,000. Who do I hear say in the first... What was that, sir? What? Your... Well, it's your money, Mr. Bob. Are you sure? Mr. Barbello informs me, due to some cracks in the sidewalk along Honeysucker Lane here, he's letting the lots go at only... Sure. Only $500 a note. Ladies and gentlemen, take advantage of this man's foolish generosity. Only $500 an acre. First come, first serve. And you'd better hurry, because staring right at me, I see one of Roswell's leading real estate operators. Mr. Burke, I see that gleam in your eye, sir. Perhaps he'll buy the entire estate.
Look, Bilko, I'm just here because I didn't believe it.
You hate it yourself, folks. He doesn't believe it, and neither will you believe it when you see this modern community.
Bilko! What's going on here?
And you're worried about your neighbors? This is the type of neighbor you'll have right next door to you.
What? Quiet! You men know the medical officer warned you against being in this unhealthy area. Saint Hunt! Right face! Forward! Hard! One, two, three!
Oh, don't pay any attention. He's from a competitor. And I tell you, these lots are running. They're going away at only 100. They're going fast.
We certainly are.
No, no, I'm the victim of a labor strike. The unions are stifling me. The men are supposed... It must be lunch, because they were working here only... Mr. Bright, take it off my hands. Come on.
Bilko, you ought to be ashamed of yourself.
Look, it's only $100...
This is paradise now.
For you, $100 an acre. Take it for 50.
Look out!
You're in the modern shopping center. Step over there. What's the thing about you? Right here. All right? Tell you what I'm going to do. I know you're a man of vision. Visualize what can be
Bilko,
done.
Bilko, I visualized it years ago. It's Bimmelman's Swamp.
Bimmelman's? Good heavens, that must be at least 14 miles...
Oh, don't kid me.
All right.
But you did get rid of the mosquitoes.
Give me $10 a acre. Give me a chance to break even.
Look, Bilko, the only reason I'm here is because I'm the local agent for the International Land Development Company. And I've got to look at everything that's for sale. I'll have a good report for them on this. Yes, what is it, Miss Facy?
I have Mr. Robinson in New York.
Oh, Mr. Robinson, thank you. Hello, Mr. Robinson. Yes, I was out there. No, nothing whatever, just a swampland. It's of no value whatsoever. What is it, Miss Facy?
What's that on your shoes?
I just got back from that swamp. They're wet.
That doesn't look like water.
Just one moment, Mr. Robinson.
Oil?
Why? Mr. Robinson, I'll call you right back.
It's crude oil, all right.
It's oil, Mr. Robinson. 25 acres of it.
Now listen, Bert, don't panic. Buy every lot of it and be smart. Offer him so little, no one suspects. I'm flying out to Kansas at once.
What is it, J.R.?
Keeping our eye on Kansas paid off. We've got oil.
Mr. Tyler, be reasonable. We're offering to sell the property back to the county at half of what we paid for it. Oh, sure.
What is it, Sarge?
Not only won't they take it back, he says we owe him $16 in taxes already. Come on.
Bilko.
Me? Hello.
Hello, Bilko. This is Mr. Burke. I've been thinking about that property you have to sale. You know that swampland?
Well, Mr. Burke, if you're interested, perhaps I can talk my associates into disposing of the property.
Well, Mr. Robinson, who I represent, hates to see a soldier get stuck. Now, we'll take it off your hand, shall we say $2 an acre?
You say $2 an acre, I think that's terribly unfair, Mr. Burke. After all, we spent $10 an acre for the property. Well, can't you boost it just a little?
Well, as long as it's for you boys, maybe we'll go as high as $5 an acre. I'll speak to Mr. Robinson.
Got him up to $5 an acre. Maybe I... You just stopping him on the phone?
What's this on your shoe?
My shoe? Must be something I picked up at the swampland.
Oh, Mr. Robinson says it's okay, Bilko. $5 an acre. Oh, Bilko. How about $6 an acre? After all, it's a friendly community. You want to stay on good terms. $7, $8, $9,
$10. Hello, Mr. Burke. Stop wasting my time. If you want to do business with me, stop talking in the millions.
Millions? They know about the oil.
Oh, I knew you'd mess it up.
No.
Now, listen, Bilko. We'll go as high as any oil company. We've got millions. Now, let's get together at once.
All right, Mr. Robinson. I'll speak to my board of directors. I'm sure they'll be willing to make some sort of a deal. I'll get in touch with you.
We're rich.
Excuse me, sir.
What's going on here?
Rich. I'll buy you a new cab, sir.
We're rich. Let's worry.
Sergeant Bilko, we've been on this contract for 8 hours. Will you please sign?
Please, Mr. Robinson. I'm just the voice of the board of the directors. Gentlemen, we're down to this. You get $11 million as a down payment. Please. Then 10 cents a barrel, which will bring us in another $1 million. How about the details?
Sergeant, it's a standard contract. Please sign. I want to get my drillers in there.
Please, just a moment. You specify right in this clause here to build us each a home in Miami Beach, right? You don't say anything about the type of construction.
It specifies a $50,000 home. They can have any kind of price they want.
Now, I'll speak to the men. Now, gentlemen, there it is. How does it sit with all of you?
What's a swimming pool?
He speaks for the group.
All right, a swimming pool. Sergeant, an operation like this, what's $1 million one way or another? Now,
right,
please,
No, let's settle it now. Let's not go into litigation later. This is the time to clarify it. Here's your clause. You guarantee us each a limousine, but there's nothing said about a chauffeur with each car, is there? What's that?
Mosquito. Now, will you please sign, Sergeant? Another mosquito.
Mosquito, I thought we got rid of him. Dobman, I'm a double. Yep! Mosquitoes are back. Get rid of them.
I'll do what I did before.
Goodbye.
I'll spray oil on this one.
Oil?
Go. Okay, but should I spray oil?
He said it again.
Said what?
He said, I'll spray oil. He said, Earl, that's Corporal Earl. They have a lot of fun. They spray each other with garden hoses. Go spray oil. Ooh. Tom, Dick, anybody. Out! I'll sign it.
Quiet. But that oil had been used to exterminate the mosquitoes?
I guess that's what it was.
We're taking the vote. Unanimous? Okay, we're signing.
No, please.
Very happy to
call the airport right away.
You yourself said to drive.
It's Harper. I want you to drive me to the airport.
I'll sign it.
Thank goodness I found out about this.
Please. Take it for $1 an acre, half a dollar an acre. Pay the taxes and it's yours. Well, we came that close. And it all started with one word. Tangerine.
Tangerine.
Hey, wait a minute. It never did get back to the colonel, did it? Boy, we're lucky.
Lucky? It cost us $11 million.
Cheap. To find out that we haven't got a spy in the outfit. Come on, Dino. I want to tell you a secret.
Also seen in tonight's show were Joey Ross as Sergeant Ritzik, Jimmy Little as Sergeant Grover, Harry Gresham as Mr. Burke, Janet Fox as the librarian, and Steve Chase as...